Yeah, it certainly will seem like a playoff atmosphere. It always is here. Fans are now starting to trickle in. We are getting closer to the game, which means inactives have just come out today, not dressing, not expected at all. Monte Ball, Capri Bibbs, Stevie Johnson, Virgil Green, Michael Schofield, Ben Garland, and Quentin Carter, the Broncos inactives for this Week 9 game. Let's start there really quickly, Andrew. I think it's the first time Virgil's been down for a while. What is that going to mean with, you said, when we found out we got two tight ends going into this game?
Exactly, two tight ends listed as tight ends. Now, that means when you want to get a tight end in for a little extra blocking, you might see Chris Clark, number 75, lining up as eligible, which is something that you've seen the last couple of games. And then before that, Paul Kornick as that extra tackle played tight end. Maybe we have to see more of that to get an extra tight end in for blocking. But Virgil Green, you know, he had the calf injury they struggled with in practice this week, and now he's out. So if there's any other injuries at tight end, the Broncos might have to really adjust their game plan.
Okay, Andrew, thank you. You know, right now the Patriots have been red hot recently. Everyone saw them destroy the Bears last weekend, and everyone knows Broncos defense is number one against the run. Something else, though, second in the league in forcing three and outs. Put those together, what does it mean? It means you get to keep Peyton Manning on the field and Tom Brady on the bench, the two of them. I mean, that's what this game is going to really not come down to, but it's a big element of this game, and you want to keep Peyton out there as long as you can.
Yeah, you know, I think that the exciting thing for fans in this game is seeing Tom Brady and Peyton Manning go head-to-head. They're not on the field at the same time together, Chris, but it is kind of like they're trying to one-up each other. And if you look at the last four games of these guys played this year, their stats are strikingly similar. Both teams 4-0, both had 100 completions, both have 14 touchdowns, and I don't think that there's any slowing them down, even as they're both 30, let's see, Manning's 38, Brady's 37. There's no slowing down. I mean, these guys are arguably playing the best of their entire careers right now.
Yeah, also what Peyton's already done this year, making history. I want to throw out more evidence that we do some research here before the show. Peyton Manning, you ready? Bill's laughing at me. Peyton Manning in his career, if he throws three or four touchdowns, he's 104-19. He's thrown three touchdowns in every game this year, Andrew, except one that lost to Seattle. So that kind of goes into it some more. And here's more from Dove Valley this week about what this game means when Peyton Manning and Tom Brady get together here on this Week 9.
They aren't on the field at the same time, but it's still a matchup worth noting. Because anytime you have future Hall of Fame quarterbacks going head-to-head, attempting to one-up the other team's offense, something special is likely to unfold.
I mean, these are the kind of games that you like to play in. It's just two excellent teams, and I've been fortunate to be on some good teams to play against these guys, and every year I've played them, they've always had a good team.
This Sunday, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady will square off for the 16th time in their illustrious careers.
You know, when you play against a guy, you know, for that many years, and you have a chance to spend some time with him in the off season at a golf tournament or a football banquet or maybe a Pro Bowl of some sort, you know, you enjoy, you know, getting a chance to know the person as well, talk some football and talk a little bit of life. And so, yeah, I consider Tom, obviously a great competitor on the field, but a good friend off the field.
Brady holds a 10-5 edge over Manning in the regular season. However, they're an even 2-2 in the postseason, with Manning getting the upper hand most recently in the AFC Championship game a year ago.
Denver, the champions of the American Football Conference.
On Wednesday, New England head coach Bill Belichick called Manning the toughest quarterback he's ever faced in his 40 years coaching in the NFL.
I truly appreciate, you know, those words because of just, you know, the unbelievable productivity and consistency of his teams over, you know, the course of his entire career, but of course, since I've been playing, and I have been playing against his teams for quite a long time.
This duel of the top arms in the NFL is sure to be another treat. As Brady admitted on Wednesday and Manning reiterated, that these are the type of games you wait all year for.